Heilige Bochrim, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Pashas Para. Bochrim, need to realize when we have an opportunity that we're told that we can be making, prepare ourselves, that Be'ez Hashem is Baruch this year when you sit down to the Seder, you're not going to feel like, when is Shulchan Aruch, when's the food coming? But you're fakert, you're going to enjoy and be inspired and feel Kedusha on Seder night. There's a process. And the process is starting Shkolim, we have Zohar, Purim, and now up to Parah and HaChodesh. And you have to realize these are steps for us to get to a goal, to get to a Kedusha of Pesach. And it's a shame to have Pesach come and go. So I want to share with you something that you can internalize Be'ez Hashem to make this Shabbos super meaningful. I'm sure all of you are very bothered that Parah is out of order. This week's Parshas Parah, next week's Parshas HaChodesh. Did everyone realize that it's out of order, or am I the only one? Me and the Yerushalmi. I guess just me and the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi asked the Pasha Takasha. Rashi quotes it in Bavli. What was Parsha Chedesh was Chedesh Nisan? When did they spray the Paradum on everyone? In Nisan. So everyone should be pure for the par, for the what? For the Karban Pesach. So what should be the order? Chedesh and then Para. Dr. Yerushalmi, but it's because the Harosan Shel Yisrael, we do Parshas Parah first. Because Parshas Parah represents Tahara, a Ruach of Tahara that takes us over on Parshas Parah, and we want to come into Chodesh Nisan. As they state in Rashi, as they state in Yerushalmi, we want to come into Chodesh Nisan, which means this is not a historical thing. We switch the order to today, not like it was Bizman HaMikdash. So you shouldn't think we're celebrating what happened with Bizman HaMikdash. We are not. We are actually going through a process, and we want every single bachur to come into Chodesh Nisan in a situation of tahara, of purity. And maybe there's some bachurim who chas v'shalom are not in that state yet. Comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, we're going to Chazal come and set it up. We're having Parshas Parah first, and then we're doing Parshas HaChodesh. Bachurim. The reason why Parah is first is because what? And if you need one more proof that we're not just talking about historically, I give everybody homework to pay attention to the Haftarah in this week's Parasha and see if you find one word about Parah Adumah. Not a word. What does it talk about? The Ebrisha says, I'm going to give you a Lev Chadosh, a pure heart. And you need to come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, even if they're feeling far. Even if they're feeling tummy. Say, hey, look at Bachram. Well, I just was able to prove to you from Yerushalmi and from the Haftarah that Parshas Parah is not something we are doing historically. It's something that we have right now. How? There's a famous Ramchal that says that why do we always lane things about the day? And he says, because as a person goes ahead and reads the Psukim, the Koyach HaTorah is Mashpia. But I want you to know, it's very unique, Parshas Parah. The Mishnah Berurah brings a Levush that says something very different. He says, why do we lane? Yeah, one could look this up in the Mishnah Berurah. And he says, the laning of Parshas Parah is a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as I state in the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Levush. That we're going to take a moment during laning tomorrow, Bachem, and don't squander this. It's a tefillah from the words of the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please give me a Lev Chadosh. Give me a new chance. I got steeped into Narishkeit. I stooped myself into Narishkeit. Purify me. But I'm telling you a Mishnah Berurah. I'm not telling you anything exotic, not a Zohar HaKadosh. The Heilige Mishnah Berurah brings this down. That a person during the Kriya of Parshas Parah should have an Osiris to daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'taher libeinu la'avdecha v'yemes. Parah is not celebrating that Bizman HaMikdash, we went ahead. But because Bizman HaMikdash, a Yid was able to be Tommy, and he couldn't bring a Karban Pesach, we did Parah Adumah, so too today a Yid can listen to the Kriya Parah Adumah, says the Mishnah Berurah, and daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that same magic that work with Paraduma should work today with the Kayach of Torah of the Psukim that we're going to learn. And the Sfasema says, every single year, on Parashas Parah, a Ruach of Tahara comes down from Shemayim, listen to one tonight, to all those that are Mitzapeh L'Tahara. I just ruined it a little bit. It's not automatic. I mean, if you sit in shul and you're schmoozing with your friend, you're walking out with nothing, unless they serve Kiddush, you'll have something from that day. Nothing. Empty. Says the Sfas Emes, it comes down on Parashas Parah. A Ruach of Tahara to come before Chodesh Nisan. For those that are Mitzapeh L'Tahara. You know what the word Mitzapeh means? They yearn. We say, this is what we need. A clean heart. Now there's many, many aspects of heart. If you look in Parshas Vayakhel, we talk about hearts the entire parasha. Speak about someone who's Nisoi Liboy, someone who comes and donates from his heart. But I want to share with you one aspect of a heart that will give you tremendous chizuk that we could work on to have a clean heart. Everyone knows in this week's parasha, Kadosh Baruch Hu calls upon Bezalel and Aholiyav to build a Mishkan. Is everyone familiar with that? Two Yidden? Two young, actually two Bachrim. I shouldn't even say two Yidden. Two Bachrim, Bezalel and Aholiyav. We all know Bezalel was from Shevet Yehuda, and Dan was from Shevet Dan. Aholiyav was from Shevet Dan. Is everyone familiar with that? And what happens? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Bezalel, it says, L'hoyreis nasan b'liboy. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, besides giving Bezalel wisdom, he gave him a special thing in his heart that he could also teach someone else. And if some say it's medayik, that means even though it already says that Hashem gave him wisdom, that's not enough to teach someone else. He needed something special, says the Chassam Sofer. L'hoyreis nasan b'liboy means, besides Bezalel being smart, what else did he need? He was given the gift, not in his brain, in his heart, to teach someone else. That means knowledge is in your head. Which part of your body is used to teach someone else? Not your brain. Why is that? Tells us Rashi, Bezalel came from the most illustrious Shevet of Yehuda. Aliyah came from the Shevet that was last on the list. Dan was the last one that walked. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I want to see, Bezalel, if you can teach someone from Shevet Dan. Or you're so full of yourself. If you'll be able to successfully teach someone from Shevet Dan, means that your lev has room for another yid. And from the fact that he was successfully able to be mashpia and teach someone from Dan, meant that Bezalel was someone who didn't look down at anyone else. He didn't think of himself better than anyone else. And that's why he was Mashpia. That's why it says in the Pasuk, Hu Va'aliyav. Doesn't even say his name. The Torah wants to tell you he didn't look at himself as greater. Bachram, how could you go ahead and be Mashpia on someone else? Is if you love someone else and you have room in your heart for them. If a person has no tolerance or patience for another yid, it doesn't work. A yid needs to find room in his heart for another yid. And then he can be mashpia. A number of years ago, I said in shul, a maisa. It's a maisa that is a yid, Dr. Pelkowitz. He was once giving a speech, a lecture, I should say, on the Holocaust. And he shared a maisa. And when he shared this maisa, I said over this maisa, and the story was, there's a yid that you might have heard of, his name is the Pietznetzner Rebbe, claiming it's Kalman the Pietznetzner. And right, Dr. Pelkowitz was talking to Rabbeim, the teachers, and he said the following story. He was talking about the Pietznetzner Rebbe, and the yid asks him, can I share a story during this lecture, can I share a story about the Pietznetzner Rebbe? And he says, yeah. And he says that, I want to tell you, when I was a 13-year-old bach, I was in his yeshiva. And one night in the middle of the night, he was walking through the dormitory, making sure everything was okay. And I had fallen asleep near a drafty window, and it was a cold night. And he says, I remember, I was in my sleep, The Rebbe took my cat and he dragged it away from the cold window to the middle of the room and he covered me with my blankets. He says, I remember that vividly. This is what this Yid says. And then he finishes. And the Yid says, a number of years later, I was standing in front of Dr. Mengele in Mach Shemoy Vizichri. Anyone knows who that was? He was the one that chose if you lived or died. And he says, all of a sudden someone came and said, we're looking for anyone who could be a carpenter. And he says, I have 2 left hands and 10 thumbs. That's what this Yid saying in front of everybody. And he says, I couldn't be a carpenter. But at that point, he says, I remembered the Ava that my Rebbe showed me. And I chap from there how much I must be worth if my Rebbe took the time. And he said, the image of my Rebbe came to me. And I said, I'm a carpenter. And he said, I went and I saved my life. And he said, through the entire Holocaust, it made it every single time I thought. I was about to give up hope. I said, but the Kleinius Kalman went and look what he did to me. And he said, this is how he survived the war. This is what he got up and he said. Happened to me, I said the story in shul. And someone, 2 brothers davened in my shul, they don't live here anymore. And they got up and they told me that this story happened with their father and their grandfather. And so, you know, the mice now firsthand, he said his father got up by Dr. Pelquist's Joshua and said it was him. And said this, his grandfather said the story. And the mice, I verified all the pratim and the mice. Years later, a Rebbe had an impact on a Talmud because he saw his heart, he saw what he meant to him. They once asked a Yid, how he kept from through the whole Holocaust. And he said, I'll tell you how I kept from. He says, I remembered the 2 questions of my Feher from the Chafetz Chaim. He said, what are you talking about? Anyway, he said that when I traveled to the Chafetz Chaim, to Feher, I was so nervous, I didn't know. And the Chafetz Chaim said, I told the Chafetz Chaim, I'm here for Harry. He goes, okay, I have 2 questions. When was the last time you had a hot meal? When was the last time you slept in a bed? And I said, it's been days. He came by train. He said, the Chafetz Chaim cooked me supper, and the Chafetz Chaim gave me his bed to sleep in. And he said, that varmkeit I still feel today. And the hashpa that these rabbeim had on the Talmidim came from that chemimus. Heilige Bochum. It's true with rabbeim, but it's true with Bochum. When a Bochum feels that there's Abba, Havas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Havas from someone else, it gives you tremendous chizuk. And I want to tell you why I'm sharing this with you. A story happened this past Monday to my son's friend. And if this story alone will give you chizuk, it was worth everything. This week was an off Shabbos, like in many yeshivas, because it was Purim. And Monday morning, the Bochum were going back to yeshiva. And my son Nachi, his very close friend, was driving on the Garden State Parkway. And he was driving, and all of a sudden the car in front of him started dozing off, fell asleep. And he veered off to the side of the road. So the Bochum, he didn't crash. So he figured, okay, let me go further. So he started driving, and all of a sudden this guy must have woke up and happened, he'd lost time. He quickly, not on purpose, but he was like up, and he quickly right back onto the road, and he hit my son's friend. This is like 9, 10 o'clock in the morning. This is like during a very busy time. My son's friend went with the car sideways across 5 lanes on the Garden State Parkway and flew into the grass on the other side. And beyond to be masig, that during the daytime you could fly across 5 lanes and not get hit by another car, is nisim b'nefloyes. Nisim b'nefloyes. My son quickly and his chaberim, they went down, they took him into the hospital, I said just for checking, oh, it's fine, my son went to take his insurance, had his stuff in his car, unpack it. And this is what happened on this Monday. Monday night, the Bacher didn't think anything of the story. He was very grateful. Monday night, they see that the Bacher is very emotional. My son's telling me this story. And they say what happened. And he can't even talk. The Bacher takes out a piece of paper and he shows it to my son. On the piece of paper, it was a piece of paper that was a kvittel that he had written the night before at the Riblitz Rebbe's Kever. Bochum, I think some Bochum went to Muncie, went to Riblitz Rebbe's Kever. Right? He went. This Bochum was there Sunday night at the Riblitz Rebbe's Kever. And he davened for something. And he even wrote it down on a kvittel. Well, he's a Litvisher Bochum, and last minute he had cold feet about kvittelach, and he took it back into his pocket. He davened, but the kvittel he had. The Bachar had an Nisoyan. He was struggling a little bit with Amunah, and he was struggling, does the Eivishter really care? And the Bachar turned to the Eivishter Sunday night by the Ribbon Zareva, and he said, Eivishter, I'm begging you, I know you're there, but I'm struggling. Could you please send me a Simon Min HaShemayim that you're there? Please, I need it for my Chizuk. And the Bachar was going through an Nisoyan in life, it's not relevant, the details. And he mamish cried his eyes out, this is Sunday night. Comes Monday morning, Rabbi Yisai, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows him very clearly, without a doubt. And there's even Hashkocha that he had the piece of paper, he didn't put it into the kever, so he had it. So he was able to show it to his Chaverim and give him Chizuk. My son told me he'll send me a picture of it, Beis Hashem. Picture says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his name, please, I need Chizuk in my Emunah, please show me that you're there and you're looking over for me. Whatever the exact words, I don't want to quote, but I'll get, remember, son said, here's a picture of it. And the Bacher turned to his Chaver, or whatever, the Bacher were talking among themselves. There's not going to be a doubt in his mind, ever. And it helps us by this Hashem. Bacher, not everyone, maybe we'll be Zaych if a Bacher asks, but the way a person has to realize it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu does this, and we have to do it for each other, is to be entire our life to find room for someone else. It's another Bacher who's struggling in Avodas Hashem. It's a Bacher struggling this. Try to be entire. We daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Taharas HaLev. It means Avada Poshet. Taharas HaLev means that we shouldn't chas v'shalom have access to things. We shouldn't get nichshul nesyanus. That's one part. I'm not talking about that now. But because Baruch Hu says, Bitzal, I'm going to see if you could be someone that can be mashpiyan. How? I'm going to take someone from Shevet Dan. And you're from Shevet Yehud, and I want to see if you could work well with him. Sometimes you have a situation where Bacher feels, oh, I'm smarter than this Bacher. I'm more shaykhis than this guy. I'm more geribin. I'm more in touch. I'm more this. Rabbi said that machshov is chazet treif. That heart is not a lev tar. But Salo taught us how you build a mishkan. It's when there's room for another yid in your heart. So Rabbi Yisai, maybe when we're sitting on Shabbos and you're going to be listening to the Haftarah, where we plead to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a clean heart, and when you're going to listen to the Kriya Parashas Parah, which the Mishnah Berurah says that tefillah for a clean heart, Avani, you're going to daven the Eibishah should make. You shouldn't have nesyonos. You should get rid of any nesyonos, and you shouldn't chas v'shalom end up with friends that have kalim v'kalim shoinim that could ruin your life. That's a tefillah you can all daven for. The Eibishah shouldn't send you any friends chas v'shalom near you that have shaykhis to whatever. I don't want to get into details. You should daven for it, even if it means you're thinking even of the people. You shouldn't have friends like that. Any friend that has access to poison, don't go next to them. But doesn't mean you have to hate them. You still have to daven for them and have it in your heart. But more importantly is, Bacher, have room in your heart. There's a Bacher struggling. A Bacher doesn't know. That's what we learn from Bitzal. And that's what a Rebbe does for us. And we can be Mashpia from proclaiming his Kalman. And this is all what the Eibishter shows us. Here's a Bacher who goes crying to the Eibishter this week. I want to feel you. I want to feel your Ava. I'm not feeling it. And the Eibishter says, I'll let you feel it. Bacher, you can take the Chizuk from the Eibishter, from the Rebbe, from a Chaver, whatever it is. But remember, you're worth as much as another year is worth in your heart. And that's perhaps one aspect of a L'Hoyreis Nosam believer that will daven for a pure heart, a heart that's full of Abbas Yisrael, heart for another year. And Be'ez Hashem will be Zeicha, just like Bitzal was Zeicha to build a Mishkan, with this Ahav will be Zeicha to build a Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, B'mehera V'yamein.